Why don't I read a poem? I mean,
sure,
like,
go ahead.
A legal poem.
Go ahead. Sure. Yeah, do you have one?
Legal poem.
Yes, I have one. An interesting project, which is a poem which I wrote on LSD.
Under the influence?
Under the influence of LSD. It's longish.
How long?
Well, long enough to be entertaining.
I mean, just roughly speaking, just so I can gauge it.
1, 2, 3 pages. It's a long text, but it's a good text.
Right,
and it's
true.
A piece of interesting evidence.
Yeah.
And you can interrupt it.
Yeah, fine.
We can all interrupt it and discuss text.
Fair enough. Yes. Fair enough.
Whales Visitation.
W-H?
W-A-L-E-S. Written in Wales, high on LSD. Fifth hour of LSD for those who are specifically technologists in this. White fog lifting and falling on the mountain brow. Trees moving in rivers of wind. The clouds arise as on a wave. Gigantic eddy lifting mist above teeming ferns, exquisitely swayed along a green crag glimpsed through mullioned glass in valley rain.
Nice
opening. Bardic, O self, visitation. Tell naught but what seen by one man in a vale in Albion of the folk whose physical sciences end in ecology, the wisdom of earthly relations. Of mouths and eyes, internet 10 centuries, visible orchards of mind language, manifest human. Of the satanic thistle that raises its horned symmetry, flowering above sister grass daisies, small pink bloomlets, angelic as light bulbs. Remember, 160 miles from London, symmetrical thorn tower, a network of TV pictures flashing bearded yourself, the lambs on the tree-nooked hillsides, this day bleating herd in Blake's old ear, and the silent thought of Wordsworth in eld stillness, clouds passing through skeleton arches of Tintern Abbey, barred nameless as the vast babel to vastness. All the valley quivered, one extended motion, wind undulating on mossy hills, a giant wash that sank white fog delicately down, red runnels on the mountainside whose leaf branch tendrils moved asway in granitic undertow down, and lifted the floating nebulous upward, and lifted the arms of the trees, and lifted the grasses an instant in balance, and lifted the lambs to hold still, and lifted the green of the hill in one solemn wave. A solid mass of heaven, mist-infused, ebbs through the veil, a wavelet of immensity, lapping gigantic through Lanthony Valley, the length of all England, valley upon valley under heaven's ocean tunned with cloud hang, roar of the mountain wind, slow sigh of the body, one being on the mountainside stirring gently, exquisite scales trembling everywhere in balance, one motion on the sky's cloudy floor shifting through a million-footed daisies, one majesty, the motion that stirred wet grass quivering to the farthest tendril of white fog poured down through shivering flowers on the mountain's head. No imperfection in the budded mountain. Valleys breathe, heaven and earth moving together. Daisies push inches of yellow air. Vegetables tremble. Green atoms shiver in grassy mandalas. Sheep speckle the mountainside, revolving their jaws with empty eyes. Tree-lined canals networked with live farmland, horses dance in the warm rain. Out, out on the hillside, into the ocean sound, into delicate gusts of wet air, fall on the ground, oh great wetness, oh mother, no harm on thy body. Stare close, no imperfection in the grass, each flower Buddha eye, repeating the story, the myriad-formed soul. Kneel before the foxglove, raising green buds, mauve bells droop doubled down the stem, trembling antennae. Look in the eye of the branded lambs that stare breathing stock still under dripping hawthorn. I lay down, mixing my beard with the wet hair of the mountainside, smelling the brown vagina moist ground, harmless. Tasting the violet thistle hair, sweetness. One being so balanced, so vast that its softest breath moves every floweret in the stillness on the valley floor, lifts trees on their roots, grown through breast and neck, a great O to earth heart, calling our presence together. The great secret is no secret. Senses fit the winds. Visible is visible. Rain mist curtains wave through the bearded veil. Cross-legged on a rock, in dusk rain, mind moveless, breath trembles in white daisies by the roadside. Heaven breath and my own symmetric, airs wavering through antlered green fern drawn in my navel, same breath as breathes through capillary fan. Sounds of aleph and aum through forests of gristle, my skull and Lord Hereford's knob equal, all Albion one.